Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Godless Guide, the podcast where we explore life beyond faith, we challenge the status quo, and we discuss why some traditions just don't make sense anymore. I'm your host, John. I am a former Lutheran pastor, now turned humanist slash atheist, and I've started this podcast because I deconstructed from the Christian faith. I had a time in my life where I realized that the Christian faith just doesn't make any sense. If you actually take time to read the Bible, if you take time to think about what people say about the Christian faith, you realize that it just doesn't make any sense. And today we're diving into a topic that's been bugging me for quite a while, but we are seeing more frequently. And that's the topic is that we need athletes to stop thanking God for their wins. We see it. We've been seeing it more frequently where people are saying, oh gosh, this person needs to be praised for stating their faith after they won a big football game or basketball game or whatever. And let me tell you, it needs to stop. It is complete and utter nonsense. Now, before you hit pause or you think that I'm here just to rain on someone's parade, let me clarify. This isn't about taking away anyone's personal faith. This topic is not about taking away your personal faith, making you not go to church or whatever, or believe whatever you want. For me, you can believe whatever you want. But we need to actually think about what we are saying. When someone gets in front of a microphone and does something that is completely performative, that's completely unnecessary and is incredibly hurtful. The theology that people just spew off after a football game and they want to thank Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior for helping them win the game is complete and utter nonsense. It takes away the success that the team has had on the field or court. Divine intervention is problematic for everyone, believers and non-believers. And so, you know what? I got to talk about it today because we had Riley Leonard, who is the quarterback of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He looked up after his team won a semifinal football game. He looked in the camera and said, I looked up and said, Jesus, whatever your will is for my life, I trust in it 100%. So let's talk about why that statement that God made me win, Jesus, I trusted in you, and it was your will that made me or made my team win this game, why it is completely problematic. And let's start with the obvious statement. If God is helping some athletes win, does that mean that God wanted the other team to lose? Think about Riley Leonard's statement. If he is saying that God wanted him to win, then he is also saying that God wanted Penn State to lose. For him to stand up there and give thanks to God and say, listen, this was your will. It was your will in this world right now that we win. What does that statement imply? That God decided that the opposing defense, the opposing team, needed to fail. Leonard is saying that everyone who prayed that Penn State would win, that all of those fans, the probably millions of fans that prayed that Penn State would win, that they were ignored. Now, this line of thinking puts a strange spin on competition because sports are supposed to be about skill, about preparation, about teamwork, and yes, sometimes even luck. But when you inject divine favoritism into the mix, you're not just celebrating your faith, you're dismissing the effort of everyone else involved. I'm going to say that again. When you inject divine favoritism into the mix, and that's what Riley did, he's not just celebrating, it's not about his faith, but he's dismissing the effort of everyone involved. let's not forget about the inherent arrogance in that statement. Are we really supposed to believe that the creator of the universe paused their celestial duties to make sure that Penn State threw an interception at the end of that football game? Are we really saying that God decided that, you know what, even though that there are fires raging in California, even though that there is a war in Israel and Palestine, you know what? I'm going to go watch the football game. I'm going to go make sure that Riley wins because you know what? That's in my will. If that's your belief system, that's shockingly petty. And you're not worshiping a creator, you're worshiping a child. And now let's move on to another part of this statement, the theological contradictions. And this is where it's going to get sticky for some of you believers. If God is all-powerful and good, then why does God's plan, his plan, I'm just going to use the male pronouns for God because that's what's been traditionally used. Why does his plan include letting some athletes suffer devastating injuries or losses while others succeed? The same God that Riley is celebrating for this huge win in the national semifinal is the same God, apparently, who would let Drew Allard, the quarterback for Penn State, throw the game-losing interception. How do you reconcile that? How can God be all good and all powerful if he is okay with his creation suffering? Sports are just a microcosm of this. If God is all good and God is all powerful, then why is God okay with some people suffering? That doesn't make any sense. And this is where you get into the issue of accountability. And this is a theology you have to follow. If A equals B and B equals C, then we know in math A has to equal C. So if you win because of God, that also means that when you lose, it's also God's fault. I'm going to say that again for those in the back seat. If you win because of God, then that means you also lose because of God. But yet, we rarely hear people from the losing team say, you know what, I'd like to thank God for making me fumble and costing my team the championship. I'd like to thank God for helping me strike out 3 times in Game 7 of the World Series. I'd like to thank God for helping me miss that last-minute shot. You see, it's a one-way street that conveniently credits God for the highs, but ignores him during the lows. So if you're going to say that God has helped you win, then you also have to say that God has helped you lose. And in that case, God can't be all good and God can't be all powerful. But I think, you know, for me, as someone who was a Lutheran pastor that has prayed for God's strength in sporting events, as I've played, you know, through college athletics, when an athlete says all glory to God, what they're not doing is they're not giving themselves credit. They're not giving their teammates credit. They're not giving the coaches the credit they deserve. See, winning a championship does not happen because of divine intervention. It happens because of years of hard work, of relentless practice and mental toughness. Look at individuals that are incredibly good in their sports. Look at Michael Phelps or Michael Jordan, Serena Williams. Their dominance didn't come because of a higher power was whispering strategy into their ear. Look at Kobe Bryant. His success came from having an unparalleled work ethic, discipline, and grit. When athletes thank God, they minimize the very real sacrifices that they and their teammates make. And it's not just about the winners. Let's think about the medical staff who has helped the athletes recover from injury. What about the family that hasn't seen this athlete in weeks or months or has very little time with them over years due to grueling schedules? This statement completely negates all those individuals that have been working tirelessly behind the scenes. What this also does is it doesn't acknowledge how hard losing can be. When we can just say, you know what, God helped me win, and so then God, yeah, like God helps me lose, it doesn't allow us to engage in the grief process. It doesn't allow us to say, gosh, I really wanted to win that game. I'm really sad that I lost that game, because you know what? It was all a part of God's plan. When we can take the emotions, our human emotions that we experience that are normal and healthy and a good thing, and decide that, you know what, we're not going to feel the more challenging emotions because they're just too overwhelming for us, then that's not a healthy coping mechanism. When we can blame God or accuse God or do whatever, well, I guess I didn't win the game because it wasn't God's plan, which hardly anyone ever says, then we don't actually have to deal with the tough process of going through personalized grief. I can tell you that when I was 12 years old, my last baseball game, we lost to Gaston in the state championship game 7-8 in extra innings. And I remember people telling me, well, I guess it wasn't in God's plan. And at that time, it was really comforting. I'm like, yeah, I guess, all right, like, yeah, maybe it wasn't in our cards. But that was a tough loss. I actually didn't have a chance to grieve that loss because I was just told, oh, well, just be happy. I guess it was part of God's plan. I mean, that theology is so toxic. Any theology that helps you disassociate from your emotions is faith and religion that is just super toxic. So, again, when we can say God helped me win, or God help, you know, we hardly ever say God help me lose, but when we can say, well, God help me win, then again, we completely don't even have to acknowledge the people that have helped us. And we don't have to, on the other hand, we don't have to acknowledge the deep sadness and grief that we experience from losing a game. And now let's get into what would be a better way to show gratitude. Because I'm not here, I'm not arguing that athletes should not be gracious. I'm not saying that athletes should go up there after winning a big game and say, look at how great I am. Look at what I did by myself. I'm not saying that Riley Leonard should have gone up in front of national television and say, listen, I'm great. I made great plays. Penn State's quarterback, Drew Allert, had a really bad interception. He's awful. I'm great. But I think what Riley should have done was to acknowledge all the individuals, like we were talking about in the last section, all the individuals that helped him make a difference in that game. Think about if the script was flipped. Think about it. Instead of thanking God, what if athletes use their platform to thank the people who actually made a difference? Because again, if your God is rooting on a football game and not thinking about the thousands of people that have lost their homes in California, if your God is more focused on a football game than the amount of children who have been killed in Israel and Palestine during these wars, then you have an incredibly superficial and petty God. Imagine if Riley Leonard went up to that camera and said, you know what? I want to thank my coach. I want to thank my teammates, my trainers, and my family for believing in me. Or what if he said, you know what, this win is for all the fans who stuck by us when we lost to Northern Illinois and everyone was counting us out. This win is for the fans who stuck by us in that really tough time. You see, this kind of gratitude is grounded in reality and builds connections with people who truly matter. This kind of gratitude connects people, that connects the human experience. And for me as an atheist, for me as a humanist, my whole point of this world is to make those connections. Instead of looking to Daddy God, instead of looking to supernaturalism, instead of looking to really disconnect from reality, I encourage people, I want people to be grounded in gratitude and in reality that builds connections with people in their life who truly matter. That's my hope. So yeah, you want to be gracious? You want to give thanks? Absolutely. Thank your teammates. Don't thank your imaginary sky daddy. And lastly, let's talk about the audience. Not everyone watching the game is going to believe in God or God at all. If we are arguing that athletes need to stay out of politics, if we are arguing that athletes need to stay in their lane, which so many conservative Christians do, then why is it okay for an athlete to bring up their God? Instead of making faith the centerpiece of athletics, why not keep the focus on universal values that sports represent, like perseverance, teamwork, maybe the joy of competition? Those are the types of things that everyone, regardless of belief, can really get behind. So, some closing thoughts for you. To all the athletes out there, I'm not asking you to give up your faith. I'm not. What you want to believe is what you want to believe. But what I am asking you to do is to think critically about the message you're sending. When you put all your success onto God. You see, sports are a celebration of human achievement. And we should honor that without making it a theological statement. Now, y'all, that is all for today's episode. If you've enjoyed this discussion, hit the follow button and share the Godless Guide with your friends and let me know your thoughts. Do you think athletes should stop thanking God, or am I just way off base? Join the conversation on Instagram and drop me a message. All right, y'all, we got great stuff coming up this month. Make sure you follow, and I will talk to you real soon.